The next geological time period that we're interested in is the Ordovician, which ran from about 495 to 443 million years ago. So, you know, approximately ran for 45 million years. It started off with shallow, warm seas, but the end of this period experienced an incredibly long ice age, which lasted around about 500,000 years, and it ended up with mass extinctions. Most of the land at this point was collected into a supercontinent, and we're not sure if colonization of the land had occurred or not. It's possible that early arthropods and early land plants had started to colonize the land. But we know for sure that most of the life was still taking place in the oceans, and this is where we'll go to find out what happened further in terms of evolution of the vertebrates. So when we think about vertebrates, we're still looking at jawless fishes, and we're now looking at some jawless fishes called the ostracoderms, and their name means bony skin. They were armoured, jawless fish, and they may have evolved during the late Cambrian, we're not sure. Anyhow, they reached a sort of maximum in their development sometime during the Silurian and Devonian, and then they became extinct. Another type of jawless fish that was around at this time was something called the conodonts, and these looked a bit like eels with rather large teeth at one end of them. They had eyes, they had a notochord, dorsal hollow nerve cord, olfactory organs, external eye muscles, and interestingly, their teeth were made up of enamel and dentin, and these mineralized teeth suggest that they could crush and shear their food, and they were active predators. Of course, when we think about living agnathans, the only examples we have today are lampreys and hagfishes, and they are entirely lacking any sort of mineralized skeletal parts. So as we know, bone was evolving at this time. We have to think about why might it have evolved, and we're not really sure. Perhaps it was for protection or insulation of the sensory organs, not too sure. Anyhow, most of the development was taking place in the oceans in terms of evolution, and certainly in terms of the vertebrates, we're looking at further development of jawless fishes.